Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason, and I am in Denver with Brandon LaFell. Brandon, thanks for taking the time to stop by and chat with us. Now, the Broncos have a league-leading defense. What is the hardest part of their defense to beat?
The hardest part of their defense is just staying on the field. Those guys, they get people out of their rhythm. You know, they probably leading the league in three and outs right now next to the Carolina Panthers, but just try to stay in your rhythm against this team. Stay on the field as long as you can. Keep moving the ball, moving the chains. Stay ahead of the chains. Winning on first down. That's something that we've been focusing on all week. So you got to do that against this team to win.
Now, Danny Amendola did not make the trip. He's the latest on this Patriots offense to succumb to injury. What does that put any more pressure on the rest of the receiving corps?
I don't think so. I think we lost Deion Utter this season, and from that point on, we've been losing guys every week. But everybody, like Tom been saying, everybody got to up their level of play. And we expect the best out of everybody every week, so this week is no different. We lost Daddy's not going to play this week, so everybody around him, the guys that's filling up, me, Grant, Chris Harper, Keyshawn, everybody got up their level of play, and we got to come out there and have a good game.
Could the timing of his injury have been any worse with possibly one of your toughest tests of the season tomorrow?
When you're on a mission like we're on a mission, it's no right week for an injury, you know. And we wish we had Jules, we wish we had Dion, I wish we had all these guys, especially Nick. So there's no perfect timing for an injury. I just hope he get back as soon as he can.
And you're no stranger to overcoming injury. What advice would you give to guys like Julian and Danny as they come back and try to break back into this offense?
Stay in the meeting room, stay on top of your playbooks. We put a lot of new playbooks in, and a lot of new plays every week. So stay on top of your playbook, get as much treatment as you can, and just be around the guys and try to stay into it.
All right, Brandon, well, thank you so much, and best of luck to you tomorrow. We'll see you there.
Thank you.
All right. Some other things to be on the lookout for. The Broncos have the second leading defense in terms of scoring in the league. They're second only to the Patriots. But the Patriots' league-leading defense will face a quarterback that has made one start and has one win. Peyton Manning will not play, and Brock Osweiler will step in. And DeMarcus Ware will not play. That could help out a banged-up Patriots offense. We'll have the answer to all of these questions tomorrow night at Mile High Stadium, where we'll see who comes out on top. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.